Hi, thank you for calling Insidious Claims and Management. My name is Natalie. How may I help you?
Hi, good afternoon, Ms. Natalie. This is Renisha. I have an attorney on the line. He's go by the name of Chenton. He would like to file a claim.
What was his name?
I'm gonna spell it for you. Chetan Chenton.
Okay. And the date of loss?
7/3/24 in the state of New York. It's an MWTB policy number, but I know sometimes it's just a placement until they get the actual policy number. But he said it's with Old Republic and an Amazon delivery.
Okay, and okay, you can send them over.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Thanks for your holding patience. I have Ms. Natalie with our exceedance department. She'll be gladly to assist you, sir. Well, thank you for calling, Cedric, and have a wonderful day.
Yeah, thank you very much for your help.
Mm-hmm. And the policy number do you have? Do you also have, hi, how are you doing? Do you also have a VIN? The VIN number?
Let me check. I think so. I have the VIN. Yes, I have the VIN number.
I will need that VIN and the policy number.
Yes, the VIN number is number 3, C is in Charlie, 6, U is in uniform, R is in Robert, V is in Victor, J is in Juliet, G is in George, number 6, L is in Lima, E is in Echo, 1, 3, 6, 8, 9, 4.
So I have 3, Charlie, 6, Umbrella, Romeo, Victor, Juliet, George, 6, Lima, Echo, 1, 3, 6, 8, 9, 4.
Yes, correct.
And the policy number?
M is in Mike, W is in Whiskey, T is in Tango, B is in Bravo, 314-82020.
Okay. Not bringing anything up. Do you know the name of the company?
Amazon Logistics IMC.
And you're trying to file a claim?
Yes. Do you see any claim for that date?
No, I'm not saying anything. It's not pulling up anything for me right now. So I'm asking my team leads if they see anything because it didn't pull up anything for me. Like nothing. No policy. Nothing. So I'm just asking them if they see anything.
Because the problem was last time I called, the call was transferred to Accidents. I sent a letter of representation to Accidents, mm-hmm. but I haven't received any information from them. So that's why, again, I called to you.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is, because I can't, it's not fine, we're not finding anything, I'm going to send an email mm-hmm. into our claims intake department. And what this will do is, with the information that we have, I'm going to send that into an email. They'll do a deep dive, find out the information that we need. So if a claim has been filed for that day, they would send you a claim number and the adjuster's name and their information. if one hasn't been filed for that day, then they'll send you the information you need to file the claim.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm just going to get some information from you first. So I have your first name as C-H-E-N-T-A.
No, C-H-E, T is in Tango, A is in Alpha, N is in Nancy.
N is Nancy. Okay, and your last name?
U is in Uniform, G is in George, A is in Alpha, L is in Lima, E is in Echo.
Okay, and do we have a good callback number?
So 718-648-8300.
And a good email address.
Yes, I'll give you my colleague's email address who's handling this case.
Okay.
That's S is in Sam, I is in India, D is in Delta, D is in Delta, H is in Hotel, I is in India, dot S is in Sam, at law, that's L-A-W, spades. The S is in Sam, P is in Papa, Alpha, Delta, Echo, Sam, spades.com.
I'm sorry, so could you say it after law? So I have S-M, S is in Sam, M is in Mary.
No. Okay, I'll repeat it. Law, that's L-A-W, spades. Mm-hmm. S is in Sam, P is in Papa, A is in Alpha, D is in Delta, E is in Echo, S is in Sam.com. So law
dot
spades.
Dot com. Okay, so I have lawspades.com.
Yes, S-P-A.
S-P-A-D-E-S.
Oh, okay, okay. I'll repeat it again. Law, L-A-W. S is in Sam. P is in Papa. A is in Alpha, D is in Delta, E is in Echo, S is in Sam. Got it?
Yes, that's what I had. Okay. All righty.
Okay.
And then is there a caller reference claim number or a subrogation number?
No,
anything?
You can directly put the name of the client.
Okay.
He would be getting all the information. Not means he's having all the information. You can just put the client's name.
Okay, and your client's name?
Now, my first client is Radams, R-A-D-A-M-E-S.
M-E-S, okay.
Gonzalez, G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-S.
Okay.
And second client, Tashima. Second client, Tashima, T-A-S-H-I-M-A. Last name is Ramirez, R-A-M-I-R-E-Z.
R-A-M-I. I'm sorry, R-A-M-I.
R is in Robert, E-Z.
E-Z,
Ramirez.
Sorry. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the first name, I'm sorry, how was that spelled?
Tashima. T-A-S, H is in Hotel, I is in India, M is in Mike, A is in Alpha. Tashima.
Oh, Tashima. Okay, I have that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. And do we have the driver's name that was driving the Amazon vehicle?
Let me check. Yes. Rosario Pina, P-I-N-A, Jose.
And I'm sorry, what was the first name?
Rosario. I'm not sure which is the first name. Rosario, it's R-O-S-A-R-I-O, Pina, P-I-N-A, Jose, J-O-S-E.
Okay, and I have the policy number.
And you told that this policy number, you did not find any policy or any details, right?
Right.
Ms. Sedgwick, is Sedgwick handling for Old Republic?
No, Exedience will handle. Exedience will. It just depends on Sedgwick. I'm not sure what claims they all have.
Okay,
but
who is Exedience? Means Sedgwick and Exedience are different companies?
Yes, we're both third party administrators, but Sedgwick is one third party and Exedience is one. So yeah, we're not the same.
Okay. Hello. Sedgwick, I have one more client just before you transfer the call.
And did we have a plate number?
Yes. Just give me a moment. Plate number is five, seven, nine, zero, 8, N is in Nancy, A is in Alpha.
Okay.
New York plate.
New York, okay. And do we have the lost location of where it happened?
Yes. 2236. Chetron Avenue, it's Chatteron Avenue.
Avenue, okay. And that's New York, New York?
Bronx.
Bronx, okay.
Bronx, Bronx, New York.
Bronx, New York, okay. And I have the date of loss was the 3rd, right? July the 3rd?
Yes, July 3rd.
Okay. And do we know the time that it happened?
Yes. 4:30 p.m.
Okay. And did we have the driver's ID?
Let me check. No.
Okay. All right. So it looks like I have
Driver's. I'm really sorry. I have the driver's ID if you want.
Okay. I can put that in.
273-940-889.
Okay. Alrighty. So it looks like I have everything I need to send this into our claims intake department. And like I said, they'll do a deep dive, find out the information that we need, and then send you an email within 24 to 48 hours.
Got it. So you'd be sending an email
to claims intake department for Exedience.
Okay, so is there any need to contact Exedience? The claim has been set up or not, or you'd contact them and you can update me?
So I'm sending in the email now, and so they will have a response within 24 to 48 hours.
Okay, they and will be responding. Okay.
Yes, they will be responding to you. So you want to check your email. Sometimes you may want to check the junk mail because sometimes it goes in there as well. So I just tell everybody just to check both places just to make sure we're getting the email.
Okay. And I have one more client. Can you help me with the same information?
Yes, I can see if I can pull it up. Oh, okay. And what's the information for this one?
Just give me a moment. I'm just updating this information.
Yes, yes, sir.
This one is no, I just see the reference number. I have the name Budget Truck Rentals.
Budget Truck Rentals. Do you have like a policy number or anything?
No, the problem is I just have the plate number. I have the driver's name, driver's license ID.
Okay, can I get that plate number and let me see if I can pull up a VIN with that.
Yes, the plate number is 3, G is in George, V is in Victor, 146, and that's for Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
The accident happened in New York. But plate is for Oklahoma.
Okay. All righty, let me see if I can find us Yeah, nothing came back with that VIN. Mm-hmm. Nothing, I mean, with that plate, no VIN came back. So I don't have anything to look it up with. But that VIN doesn't come back to a, I mean, that plate doesn't come back to a VIN.
Okay, let me check if I have the VIN number with me. You can search with the VIN number, right?
Yes, if I have a VIN, I can search with it.
Just give me a moment. I'll just check if I have the... No, I don't have the VIN. Let me check if I have any other information. Can you check with the driver's name?
Do I have a place for the driver's name? Contact details. I can try and search with their name. It has name on it.
Sorry, I didn't get it.
I can try and check with the name.
Oh, Skewers, SCHWARTZ.
So it's Schwartz. And what was the first name?
Aaron.
Aaron? Okay. A-A-R-O-N. Okay.
N, correct.
No, nothing comes back with up with that name either.
You can try Joseph. Joseph as the first name.
Same last name?
Yes, you can try Aaron. Sorry, Joseph Skewitz Aaron.
Yeah, nothing came up with that name either.
Can you try the license ID of the driver?
No, I don't have the program to do the their license number.
And with the date of accident, can you enter the date of accident and just check if you have any claim filed on that date?
What's the date of loss?
August 18th, 2024.
Do we know the name of the company?
Yes, Budget Truck Rental.
Oh, no, I don't have anything for a Budget Truck Rental.
But I'm not sure about that. It's Budget Truck. You can check if my can see my client on that claim. Or I have the accident location.
Okay, and what's the accident location?
That's Brooklyn, New York. NY27E between exit 4 and exit 3. Brooklyn, New York. The other vehicle, this my client's vehicle, is 2022 Honda.
No, I don't have anything for Brooklyn, New York. Amazon's placed a leaking package on his front step causing damages. Because what was the description of what happened? Was somebody making a delivery or?
Let me check. Yes, my client states he was driving straight on Prospect Expressway. So the accident location is Prospect Expressway, exit 4 and 3, I think it's Expressway, when the defendant car struck my car from the left side.
Okay, yeah, now I don't have anything on that day. With that description, or from
now,
Brooklyn, New York.
Is it possible for you I'll send a letter of representation stating claim to be set up. You can find any details because I have the name of the company, Sedgwick Claims Management. So I'm sure about that.
Oh, so that's Sedgwick Claims Management. So Sedgwick would be different. So yeah, I wouldn't be able to see anything that Sedgwick does. Yeah, I can't see what Sedgwick has. So Sedgwick is different than Expedience. So it's a different department altogether.
Which is this company? It's Expedience?
I am with Expedience. So this is Expedience.
Okay, got it.
Yes, yes, sir.
I thought,
But Sedgwick, it was Sedgwick that actually transferred you over here to Expedience. So it was Sedgwick that transferred you over here. So I would just have to get you back to Sedgwick if you needed to look up something on that end.
Yes, please.
Okay, so give me one moment and I will get Sedgwick back on the line. One moment.
Just take your time.